Good morning.
Good morning.
We are pleased to have an opportunity to visit with you upon this most important topic, the Great Awakening and Blending. As always, when we are visiting, we seek the beginning place. And that is not always an easy thing to do, for even the beginning of this physical lifetime was not the beginning place. The beginning of this subject is this. You are much more than you see here in this physical body. Many of you believe that there was something before this life experience. And while you do not remember it, you sense it. Many of you believe or hope that there will be something beyond it. And all of that is true. But even beyond that, that as you are now sitting here in this physical body, you are also existing in an inner world. That inner you, that broader, wiser, older you that continues on and on, that inner you that defies all birth and death, is the true evolving you. And this life experience adds unto that greater, broader inner you. Certainly a recognition of the existence of that inner part of you will serve you very well. For then, and only then, will you begin to expect and benefit from the communication that comes forth from that inner you. All of you are receiving communication from that inner you in the form of emotion. And while most do not understand that the inner you exists or that communication comes forth, once it is understood, then you may begin to co-create you from your conscious perspective and your inner being from your inner perspective, a sort of blending of the two parts of you. What we are offering is not meant to distract you from this marvelous, delicious physical experience in which you are presently focused, but instead to enhance that which you are now living. We've used the word or label living. Let us talk about what that means. Your physical apparatus is made up of the physical stuff of the universe. But there is an energy or a life force that flows from the inner world or inner dimension into this physical world, into this physical dimension, and indeed into your physical bodies. Your scientists and your doctors know very little about this life force or God force. In all of their study of it, they have come to the great conclusion that the live ones have it and the dead ones don't. What we are wanting to do here is to help you understand more clearly what it is, where it comes from, what its value is to you, and how to get more of it. And in the receiving of more of it, you accomplish the blending, indeed the great awakening that we are speaking about as subject of this recording. Mm-hmm. We prefer calling this life force creative life force, for it is indeed a sort of energy that carries all thought in your dimension into the physical equivalent. It is true, you are physical beings participating in a physical environment, and you have very clearly and deliberately decided and wanted to be that physical being. And it is important that you understand that you do have great purpose, that while you are here in this physical body, that you are dominant from this perspective. You are not a puppet living out the demands or the commands or the wishes of another. You have come forth into this physical dimension to exercise your decisions and your choices, indeed to think your thoughts and thereby attract life experience. But as you made the decision to enter into this physical life experience, you struck a sort of bargain with your own self, with your inner being, your inner family, so to speak. And the bargain was that while you would be dominant decision maker, while you would be the attractor of new experience, to assist in the evolvement of thought and the evolvement of physical and non-physical beings. That you would maintain your communication with your broader being. You agreed that you would not bring with you the memory of those past experiences. For indeed, you were wise enough to know that memory of the past holds you there and keeps you from moving into your present and future. But you also were wise enough to know that all of that past experience gave you knowledge that you would not have had without it. And so your bargain with your inner being was the perfect balance on having access to the knowledge without the hindrance of the detail of the memory of the past. You are often focused into the past and sometimes recreating negative experiences from your past into your future. And so this agreement with your inner being, with that inner part of you, has been a very wise and wondrous agreement. And we are here now speaking with you to awaken you to remember the agreement that you might now benefit from it. Mm-hmm. There is so much that you experience that cannot be explained through only your physical senses. You have come to accept it as the way that it is. Some question, some do not. Most accept that that is the way life is. What we are wanting to do as teachers is offer to you an understanding of how things work. Mm-hmm. Offering the laws to you so that you may understand clearly how it is that you get what you get, so that you may get more of what you are wanting and get not so much or get none of that which you are not wanting. Perhaps the greatest topic of interest that we hear from physical man has to do with the rightness or wrongness of actions. More battles are fought and more lives are lost over the disagreement of what is right and wrong than all other things in combination mm-hmm. upon your earth today. And it is not only in your time, it has been that way for centuries. We are here to guide you to clear and absolute communication from the inner world that will assist you in every moment in understanding the appropriateness of any action or of any word or of any thought. Mm-hmm. Indeed, we are offering to you the key to your guidance system. As many great teachers have offered before, that which you seek comes forth from within, you see. That is the reason that we are entitling that part of you that is within the inner world, within the inner dimension, the inner you. And as we describe your conscious physical mechanism in this magnificent body, and we speak of the inner you which dwells in the inner dimension, we tend to fragment you and make you feel as if you are cut in two, when our whole purpose is to help you to find a blending between the two. For you are not really two, you are one. As you walk into a room, you are, most of you, limited to what you perceive through your physical senses, what you can see or hear or feel or smell or taste. But when you have accomplished a blending between your conscious thinking mechanism and the inner you, now you have access to a sensing, indeed to actual communication that goes far beyond what your physical perception would ordinarily allow you. There is very great benefit. For as you walk into a room, clear about what it is you are wanting, if you are sensitive to the communication that is coming forth from your inner being, you will first know the appropriateness of your being in that room. And next, you can receive clear, defined information regarding which beings in that room are more appropriate for your interaction and which are not so appropriate for your interaction. When you are a blended being, then you come to recognize that much of the wonderful things that happen to you are not by chance, not by luck, but they are as a result of the clear and deliberate desire or thought that you have set forth. And perhaps most important of all, once you are a blended being, you will have access to a powerful, passionate, positive emotion of joy beyond anything that you have yet experienced in this physical body. Every physical being that is upon the earth today has already accomplished a partial blending. You are all, whether you know that you are or not, receiving communication from your inner being, for it comes forth in the form of emotion. There are only two emotions. One feels good and one feels bad. While you call them many different things because you have come to associate them with various life experiences. But when we speak of joy or love or enthusiasm or excitement or peace, harmony, happiness, those positive words define the positive emotion. And when you are feeling any of those things, what is really happening is that your inner being is communicating with you, saying to you, in this moment, that which you are experiencing, which may mean that which you are thinking about, that which you are speaking about, or that which you are doing, is in harmony with the intentions that you have so far offered regarding this. And in like manner, when you feel anger, or stress, or fear, or doubt, or disappointment, or loneliness, or guilt, any of those negative feelings, it is your inner being communicating to you that in this moment that you are feeling it, that that which you are thinking, or speaking, or acting is not in harmony with your intentions. Understanding that your inner being exists, understanding that communication currently exists in the form of emotion, and understanding how to access even more communication, even in the form of clear thought, will give you deliberate access to the power of the universe.